The first years of Galgano. In the year of our Savior, 1148, Galgano was born of Guidotto Guidotti and his wife Dionysia in Cesadino, which, though today is a little country, was in the times which we write populous and possessed of a strong castle situated on a steep hill at a distance of about 18 miles from Siena, in the direction of Massa Marittima. Little is known of Guidotto Guidotti's lineage, for the family of Guidotti was distant and ascribed to the citizens of Siena, which at that time was a very considerable republic and among the most powerful in Italy. To call this to mind is not so as to add any luster to the merits of our Galgano, as if a birthplace can be an asset increasing onto virtue, but indeed renders more despicable his vices. Rather, it is only to serve the truth of history, which circumstances also show how important the castle of Caosadino was in the Middle Ages. Since he was provided with an abundance of goods, Guidotto could give his son the best education that the roughness of the times allowed. He was perverted by bad examples which, unfortunately, abounding in that age, for idleness is a frequent companion of affluence, and thus Galgano abandoned himself to all the disorders of unbridled youth. His exceedingly afflicted parents, who were mannered and religious, tried every means to recall him to the right path. Sadly, during this time, Galgano's father died. But now, without remonstrating with his son and reminding him of holy things, always hoping in the infinite mercy of the Lord to bring his wayward son to conversion. The reprobate Galgano, being free from the subjection of his father, launched himself with greater impetus into that whirlwind of passion, until it pleased the Lord, with a particular stretch of his mercy, to stop him in the middle of his course, and call him to the road of salvation.